Welcome to Hammer Dive! Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Toe Diggs.
Atta baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
You know who else is a bunch of Canadian sensations?
Who you got?
Fucking draw no bet. Sorry, double chance. Fucking Toronto FC.
I've never seen Insigne miss a fucking penalty in my life.
Plus money for the double chance.
They should have won it.
Oh, did they
lose? New England's goalie stood on his head.
No, a loss mitt would have resulted in a loss for us. But if you have a double chance, whether it's a tie or a win, you win the bet.
So this game, it didn't go to like PKs. After extra time, it was over.
No,
it was
tight game. Just regular season game. Get the draw.
That was an awesome Gumpy. Thank you for that. Waking up on Sunday, seeing that and just being like, oh, wow, I actually have some money to play around with.
I mean, by waking up, I mean fucking
running back this fucking week, dude. They got Nashville Saturday night. Nashville plays on Wednesday, too.
Hold on.
This Toronto team's not part of the MLS?
Yes, they are.
What?
Yeah, they are, but they just got two of like the best Italian players from the Italian league, like, 2 weeks ago, and their record shit, but they're good.
And this is total soccer mark here, but how many Canadian teams are in the MLS? I thought the MLS was just an American
thing. Come on, dude.
Dude, Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal. Oh,
what the?
So we're going, is Nashville better than the fucking Rev?
A touch, maybe, but the midweek game is huge there.
Okay.
Toronto's off this week. They played last week.
All right, so I'm in at Toronto double chance. It's only plus 120 this time instead of the plus 160 or whatever it is. But we'll take it.
Yeah.
Plus 120 double chance?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
What the fuck is going on?
All right. How's the rest of your weekend?
We got EPL this week, too.
Fucking PL's back.
Yeah.
Week one?
Yeah.
Fixture one.
Liverpool won the charity shield, dude. First time in 16 years.
You tell me I pop on fucking NBC on Saturday morning. I got fucking EP. Is it NBC anymore?
Peacock?
Oh.
Yeah.
USA? It changed there.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Peacock, or at least it was.
EPL's back this week.
Wow.
Huge. I already got fucking 5 games fucking picked out early. Arsenal cards. Starts it Friday afternoon.
Let's guess what else is back this week. A massive UFC card.
Shut the fuck. No.
Oh.
Guess what happened in the UFC card, Bruce?
Yeah.
Both boosts.
Both of us.
Did it?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah, both of us.
No, not the UFC. Fucking NFL football's back, okay?
I thought you were leading me with the whispering. But
Hall of Fame game.
Yep.
Yes.
Raiders minus 1.5.
Raiders plus 1.5.
Are they really?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
You guys are betting sides on this?
Yeah.
All right. That's ballsy. I'm with Tony, and I'm taking the under. Let's go, Tony.
I'm betting this game every which way I can, man.
What's the total? Props? Like 30?
32.5.
Wow.
Tony at 12, I'll take the under. I don't give a shit.
Tony did some research last year with Steelers boys. Okay. Neither starting quarterback was playing, obviously. Ben or Dak did not play. It was a 16-3 game. Year before that, it was 14-10. That'll give you a 24 total. Year before that, 16-17. That's that 33 number. Wow. Just over.
It's the magic number right
there. That is the magic number. This one scares me a little bit more. Yep. Jags, Raiders. Here's why. Both teams have brand new coaches. So I don't know, like, will they actually want to, like, Steelers, Cowboys. They were still running the same offenses that they had been. They had their quarterbacks. Like,
yep.
You knew those guys weren't going to play. I mean, there's a chance you see Trevor Lawrence in Doug Peterson's offense. Probably won't see Derek Carr, though.
I would assume Trevor Lawrence is going to play probably about a drive or two.
Yeah, same with ETN, right?
And here's what also...
Because ETN didn't play at all last year.
Here's what also worries me a little bit. Stidham's on the Raiders. Stidham knows McDaniels' offense.
Yep. And then behind him,
did him?
Nicky Mullins.
Big Dick Nick Mullins.
I was about to say, this is basically a Nick Mullins Super Bowl, right? So, like, I'm kind of scared now. I'm looking at the backup quarterbacks.
I don't know if I'm going under anymore.
I might throw the fucking
over. Tell you what, I might take the... fucking puppy dog Raiders, though.
Yeah, and I'm looking right here, and it says C.J. Beathard is questionable.
Oh, is he already? Wow. Fucking? So we're going to have a Jake Luton Bowl?
Kyle Slaughter against fucking Big Dick
over.
Nick Mullins.
Tell you what, might put a mom thinking about. Shut up.
Just to confirm, you're going to bet on the Hall of Fame game?
Just to confirm, yes, Siri, I am going to put a full unit or maybe even two on the Oakland Las Vegas Raiders.
Let's fucking go. I'll see you there.
Thinking about it.
I mean.
And I'll probably sprinkle you. Tell you what.
No, I think
the under might be in danger.
I don't think you can
no
go back on this under.
It's juice to the bucket. -115, Tony.
Taking the Raiders, but I will maybe have to parlay the under and fucking maybe I'll tease under on the Raiders. Tease. Ooh.
Mid-season.
Let me tease the fucking Raiders up to 7 and the under. Are you kidding me?
7.5 even.
Is this the best day of our lives?
Oh.
This fucking game. I'm talking this game up right now. All time.
I mean, it is super annoying that they can't bet like preseason games by quarter, though, because I don't want to watch past the first quarter of this game.
Yes, you do.
My dad's coaching in this game, and I don't give a shit.
I forgot your father is coaching in this game.
Yeah, it's my coach's special teams. He's going to be coaching for the Raiders. There's going to be a lot of my dad's work in this game. I don't really even care to watch it. Past the first quarter.
Dude. You're an asshole.
Well, yeah. Dude, past the first quarter, you know past
fucking
the first quarter, you're not going
to
care.
Family, dude. Yeah. What is he not? What do you not get a piece of the playoff bonuses anymore?
No, I actually don't. I got cut off from those, which stinks.
Shocker.
Yeah, big surprise there. Oh, no. Poor
Cowboys
me, right? Yeah.
Clip this and give it to him for Christmas. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Cowboys have any wide receivers left?
I mean,
was just about to bring that up.
Going down. I mean, what the hell?
We talked about it. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. Maybe last week. 7 days ago,
if
on
Dalton
Monday.
Schultz gets
did we go over
hurt,
Dallas
I'm
on Monday?
Cry.
Yeah, we did. We talked about how this is why I took the under. We talked about how if the Cowboys lose a wideout, not very deep there, Mitt.
Well, see, I was
especially with
Bruce
Gallup not
today.
Being able available week one.
Yeah, I mean, I have no expectations for Washington. I kind of thought that he was going to get hurt. He was going to drop a bunch of balls. And guess what I've seen on Twitter? Him getting hurt and him dropping touchdowns. So, sweet.
Dalton
way to go
Schultz
out and address.
Hold out now.
No.
Got him fucking by the balls. Hold him, Rance.
No, he has every single third down completion that you see tweeted out by these beat reporters for the Cowboys. It's all to Dalton Schultz. So, right now, Dalton Schultz and Tony Pollard seem like the damn offense. So, I am getting really worried.
What about Zeke, dude?
Zeke has had like two clips come out from camp, which is also very
worrisome. We should judge what's going to happen in the season based on clips coming out in camp, except for fucking know that George Pickens is a dog.
Yeah, and that Tua can fucking air out the
Also today, speaking of football.
I watched that clip 500 times.
Speaking of football, we will do the AFC North today.
Good day for it.
A great day for it. We will not be starting with the Cleveland Browns. We will do them Wednesday. We will be starting with the Baltimore Ravens, followed by the Cincy Bengals. Browns and then the Steelers. We'll do that later on the show. We'll close the show out with the AFC North preview. Previewing.
Do Browns Thursday, because that's the 3 days for the appeal.
Okay. You're right.
Right?
I was gonna stick to alphabetical order, but we will know if there is an appeal. That is probably smarter.
Right.
That's everyone.
Is this gonna stand? There's no way.
Who the fuck knows?
We got him. Finn's got him second game back. If that's the case,
I would assume.
No,
dude,
third
I would
game
assume
back.
It stands. Why would
third?
It?
Yeah, because it was gonna go Ravens, Bengals, bye week, Finns.
In Miami, right?
I don't know. I don't know where it's at. What are you saying, Mitt?
Why would there be any pushback in like I don't know why there would be any pushback in my opinion for the NFL, because money wise they're not going to get much more money out of it. The contract's $1 million this year, so like that doesn't matter.
That
PR wise it's already a PR fucking nightmare. It's already just been horrible.
Yeah,
like
but it's
why
PR.
Would you just let them play and move on?
It's the PR nightmare right now is not against the NFL. The PR nightmare right now is people against Deshaun Watson, the Browns, and Sue Robinson. If Goodell comes back and makes it longer, the NFL looks like they are heroes.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
I mean, it's such a weird situation, and it's so uncomfortable, like, just thinking about. But, like, I don't know. Like, I just – I don't really understand why – like – Why would they want to do more? Like, just get past
the guy got four games for supposedly deflating footballs, Mitt. That's why.
Listen,
the greatest quarterback of our fucking generation got four games for supposedly deflating footballs.
I mean, yeah, there is arguments though towards Mitt that I have seen on the internet. The NFL should just take Sue Robinson's and just move the fuck on, and then, you know, games will start getting played and people will watch the NFL, and they're not going to – people aren't going to stop watching the NFL.
Yeah, know. Like, I'm not trying to pick a side here.
This went with Big Ben for his whole fucking career, man.
No, I mean, it's never going to go away, but, like, I want – like, I honestly, just as a football fan, because I don't care – like, I don't care about Deshaun Watson. I just want the NFL to keep going. It's, like, the same thing as the way I viewed Big Ben is, like, I don't know this situation. I don't know this guy. I don't give a shit. I just want football to be played. And Big Ben went out and won a Super Bowl after. It was kind of sweet, honestly.
Okay. Well said, Mitt. You know, we all love football here. We all just wish it could be just football.
Maybe you should give football a shit, though.
Yeah. So we'll do that. We got – is TBT still going on, Bruce?
I'm sure it is.
No, Best Virginia won.
It's over?
The whole thing? No, they didn't. Blue collars in the final.
What? Yeah. I saw that someone from Best Virginia –
you can't just say things when you have no idea.
Virginia lost in the semis, dude.
Mitt.
Okay, the tweet that I saw was misleading.
Championship's Wednesday.
The tweet that I saw was misleading. It was somebody
it's
went
blue
viral.
Blue collar, you and who?
Mitt. Americana for Autism.
Oh, that's we know it's
plus 3.5.
We know who you're on.
I've been riding blue collar you, but I got to say the 3.5 looks pretty tasty.
Mitt, you know how many times that you confidently say something?
I mean, dude, I saw a tweet on Twitter that was someone's child from Best Virginia, and it was like, oh, this is the MVP of the tournament, so I just assumed the tournament was over and that Best Virginia won.
So a parent tweeted that their kid was the MVP, and you're like, well, tournament's over, they won it.
No, this it was a player and their kid, and the picture went viral, and I saw the picture like a couple different times, and it was like, oh, this kid's the MVP, but really – I guess that just means that Best Virginia must have lost that game, and I thought it meant that they won the tournament.
All right, well.
Oh, well, classic. This is like the
on the plus side, we got a final to look forward to.
Yeah, we'll have a TBT final on Wednesday. You got WNBA for tonight, Mitt?
Yeah, we got two parlays.
Nail it. Let's go. I mean, this I know you know, so I'm going to let you speak on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah. This is the...
This is the cream of the crop, and this is where the money gets won here. All right, so let's go with the money line parlay with this one. We got some good teams fighting here. We got the Las Vegas Aces going against the Washington Mystics. The Mystics have kind of been my kryptonite, but you know what? The Aces are my diamond in the rough here. So we're going Aces money line. That's -160. And then we're parlaying that with the New York Liberty money line.
Hell yeah.
LA Sparks going all the way to New York Liberty. It's a long flight. And also, Sparks, young team, not as veteran, I would say, as the Liberty. The Liberty -160, so that parlay +164.
I appreciate that, and I'm glad you gave it to us today. So it gives us all tonight and tomorrow to research it ourselves for tomorrow's WNBA game.
Yeah, that game is the New York Liberty game is actually Wednesday at 7 p.m.
I have the Tony Reale mute button right
Mitt.
Now.
Man, we're going to have to put you on a timeout for like the next 5 minutes.
All right.
Mitt, maybe just like during the show, like stand behind Fox and protect the crew. So you're just warm, Bruce.
Well, when I'm firing WNBA parlays, and I'm kind of shooting from the hip here. They don't track the stats for these fucking games.
We need to get back on schedule.
Fucking best, man. I love you.
We need to get back on schedule here.
The Aces had a sweep behind the back inbound pass.
Just shut the fuck up.
They did.
let's get back on track here. Congrats to Tony Finau. He won two weekends in a row.
Hell yeah.
Congrats back to Henrik Stenson, who fucking first weekend there fucking dominated.
Have you watched Greg Norman's Instagram at all?
No, I have not.
When you get a second, check it out. That guy's putting together some fire reels.
I did see that Stenson was 10 under or whatever, and then second was like 6. And I saw like 10th place was like 6 over.
Wow. DJ's team still won, though?
I don't know.
I saw Pat Perez standing with his fucking shirt untucked.
Is that the mage sticks?
That guy's a fucking menace, dude.
Let's talk a little baseball because it is trade deadline.
Yes, sir.
Moves have been made. Yankees got a reliever.
Yeah, Sidewinder throws like 90, and basically like everything he throws looks like a frisbee. Pretty excited about it. And he's a rookie, so he's under control for like 5 years.
I did see that. Padres are making moves, pal.
Why? The Brewers not in the mix?
They're leading the division.
Crazy.
You know what, though? I seen a stat on the weekend because the Sox were playing the Brewers.
Is Hader not playing as well?
When, like, he's getting barreled.
Oh, really?
Back. But I don't know.
Gotcha.
That was a wild move.
He does have closer.
Padres are going to get Soto, too. They just extended Musgrove.
Now, see, I just saw a report like 20 minutes ago that the fucking Cardinals are making a strong, strong push to get him right now. So, we'll see. Hader is a 4.24, so it's
wow.
It's not great. There's not a great ERA for a fucking closer right now.
And the way that was covered, it was like he's been dominant this year.
He was to start the season.
Yeah. Gotcha. I mean, he has been in his career.
Yes, yeah. Very, very, very much in his career. So, I was watching Sunday Night Baseball last night.
Me too.
Cubbies and Giants.
Yeah.
Fucking good for Rodon bouncing back. He's had a tough go.
Yeah, it was
a they were really giving him a hard time for kicking that bat 2 miles an hour and that guy acting like he fucking got a fucking knife through the leg. I couldn't have been more mad at that fucking guy.
You would have taken that bat.
Me?
You would have dropped
it. Oh, yeah. You would have broken it in half.
Not a professional athlete. That guy, I mean, come on. But anyways, the last two World Series, Atlanta and the Nats, full season or whatever. Both of them were like 5.5, 6.5 games out at the trade deadline and right around 500. So like, I was looking at it today. It's really anyone's fucking ball game.
Yeah.
So
you're saying that the Giants kind of fit that mold, though?
They are.
They're ball club.
They're 51-51.
And don't they, like, win every, like, three, you know, every time it's, like, a leap year or something?
They are. Giants win the World Series. There's a little bit of difference, though, this year because there's so many teams with huge leads at the
top.
Dodgers have 17.5 games ahead of the Giants.
Crazy.
But, I mean, they can still get in. As far as the wild cards is concerned, the Giants are 4 games back.
Yep.
So they fit that perfectly. The Cardinals are 1 game back of the wild card. Like, that's a team that can fit that model. On the AL side, like, Guardians are 1.5 back of the wild card, around 500. The White Sox are 2.5 back. They're 500. The Orioles, I don't think them, but hey, the Sox are 3.5 back of the wild card, and they're 500.
See, that's why I'm interested to see what happens here. The Astros are trying to get Vasquez from us, our catcher.
Uh-huh.
Feels like we might move and bring guys in. I don't fucking know, dude. I mean, we're playing. I mean, Story's out for longer now. Devers, like, take Story and Devers out of the lineup. What are you going
to
do?
But if you wanted to take a shot on those, like, let's see.
Oh, yeah,
Cardinals are 3,500. Sox are 45. White Sox are 4,500. Red Sox are plus 10,000. Guardians are 7,500. We talked about their staff.
It's good. I like the Guardians. If their pitching staff can get hot, but like, what's his name? Plesac can't really figure it out. Quantrill's been struggling a little bit.
Giants are 7,500.
Giants are the one I'd take a shot on because I think they'll add.
Yeah. I liked how they were bunting up 4. That was pretty awesome.
We do it to see.
And then they panned to the jacked manager.
We're going to wait to see. Dude, he's huge. Awesome. Who was Gabe Kapler? Is that who that is?
Yeah, he's on the Sox. He's a mutt.
He's awesome. But we do have to see if these teams are going to be buyers or sellers here at the deadline. Because I heard yesterday that Rodon might be fucking getting shit shopped.
Mets are trying to get JD Martinez too.
Yeah. So we'll keep everyone updated on all that as all the odds change and stuff like that. Let's jump into tonight's MLB slate, though. Not a bad little Monday night slate.
No, some decent games here.
We'll start in Miami. It's Cincy at Miami. Hunter Green, your guy, versus Jesus Luzardo. Jesus hasn't been as – he's been back for a decent amount of time. He's all right. Hunter Green's still sitting around that five with his ERA. Yeah. I mean, he's a rookie. He's going to have some ups. He's going to have some downs. Since he's hitting better than the Marlins, I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I'm out on this one. This game burned me last week. I'm not going back to the well.
Okay, I'm going to do something different here that I've never done on this next one.
Ooh.
Mets are in Washington. Scherzer going home against Patrick Corbin. Patrick Corbin has given up 6-5-5-4 in his last four starts. Has a 6 ERA in three starts versus the Mets. Obviously, it's Scherzer. Mets are actually hitting much better as of the last 2 weeks. I'm going to lay 2.5 full game.
Wow. Love it.
Plus money. Alt line, -2.5.
Love it.
Plus 106 for the
wow
for the Mets.
You could probably find a parlay.
I'll lay the half first five, thank you.
Yeah. I was actually stuck between the half first five and the -1.5. I might end up doing them both, but right now all I have is the half first five. I don't see how that doesn't hit, actually.
Well, now that you just said that, it's got no chance. You know what? Now that you just said that, give me -2.5 on the Nats.
They definitely don't have this, but like if you could bet on a Mad Max perfect game tonight, I would consider it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Dial it up, lad.
Now that we've all done this, I mean, Mets fans.
Scherzer probably gets smacked.
Sorry, Mets fans.
Yeah, right.
Dude. In the Bronx.
Yep.
Marco Gonzalez goes against Domingo Germán. Domingo had a better second start.
Which, you know, would almost have been impossible to have a worse second start.
I was looking at taking Seattle, but the Yankees absolutely mashed lefties, which Marco Gonzalez is. So I stayed away.
Who's going for the Yanks?
Domingo. Fucking Domingo Germán.
Oh, he's been rough, huh?
Yeah. He has two starts back.
Give me the Mariners +0.5.
All right.
I got it.
Yeah. I'm not confident with Marco.
The only thing that's scary, yeah, he's all right. He's
getting, dude, the Mariners are fucking, hey, if Robbie Ray can figure it out, you got Gilbert, Ray, Castillo, Flexen.
Forgot that they got Castillo.
Kirby, who you'll move to the pen if you make the playoffs.
Flexen might be in the pen.
No. Flex and fuck covered again on the weekend. Dude, get the fuck out. It'll be Kirby and Gonzalez. Nah, maybe you keep Gonzalez in because he's a lefty. You might be right.
You've been catching a lot of fucking late night Mariner games over there, haven't you?
I haven't missed one since I've been back on the West Coast.
all right, so you're taking a shot there with Mariners.
Yeah, that's bold. Marco could fuck around and give up a 10 feet.
D-backs are in Cleveland. Zach Davies versus Cal Quantrill. Quantrill has been up and down, but he's been better at home, and he's been better than Davies. And Cleveland, some of the better batting stats in the MLB. I'm going to go Cleveland first five -140.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tone. I love Cal.
Okay. Scooble's going for Detroit against Minnesota. He was undecided still.
Did you see Dylan Bundy fucking searching for the golden nugget this weekend?
Oh.
Minnesota has Sanchez starting, Tony. I don't know who that is.
That's not animal.
Who?
A. Sanchez.
And he's not just saying like someone named A. Sanchez. Their first initial
Aaron. Aaron Sanchez.
There we go.
Aaron Sanchez is going?
Yeah.
He just can't stay healthy. He used to be good on the Jays.
Let me big check time out. He's got a. Oh, did they just get him? He's got a five. He's got an 8.33 ERA this year.
Who does?
Sanchez.
Jesus.
So I'm going to stay away probably from her.
Meatball Bundy was picking his nose.
Fucking
Meatball Bundy was. fucking right in there, like all the way up. And then as they were on him, the announcer was talking about it, saying how funny it was. Fucking guy on the other team hit a bomb as he was fucking all in there on the bed.
Love it.
Who's going for the? Who are the Twins against?
Scooble.
Scooble's been decent this year, hasn't he?
Didn't he have a? He had a good start. Faded. He had a good start to the year, if I remember correctly. Let's see.
Might fuck around and take Sanchez here. When did he last pitch?
He's got a 3.67. I'm talking about Scoobs here. He's went six and given up none in his last two starts.
Scooble?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll sit this out.
I'll just stay away from that one.
I do want to take. I like Sanchez if he's healthy.
Eovaldi's going against Luis Garcia. Boston at Houston. Boston's 160 dogs. I was leaning the Astros, but the line was too high. I didn't take it.
This could be Eovaldi's last start with the Sox.
Because he's been so fucking bad, or?
I mean,
he has not had a good run.
You want a guy who fucking can get it done in the playoffs. Nathan Eovaldi is your man.
No, no, I'm with you, but he has given up 4-9-3 in his last three starts.
Yeah, you're going to trade him for a bottle of Pine Tar?
Whoa, dude. That's coming from a Yankees fan.
I mean, he's a Yankee killer. That's why.
Ooh.
Yeah. I actually really wanted him to sign him up.
Yeah, he's fucking
get him back.
Anyone doing anything there?
I might be on the Astros. I haven't decided.
Spencer Watkins is going against John Gray. I gave a big check mark to the Texas Rangers here as far as pitching goes. But they haven't been really playing very well. So, and I didn't want to lay
minus
that number
68 or whatever.
Yeah, with Texas, so I stayed away.
Who was pitching?
John Gray and Spencer Watkins. Who hasn't? Yeah. Spencer hasn't been great. He's got a where was it? Well, actually he hasn't been interesting.
Yeah, he hasn't been bad. I was having a tough time with this one. I couldn't I couldn't find the way.
One start.
I think this switched. To be honest.
Pitcher change?
No, did it?
I could be wrong.
Yeah, so this walking kid's sub 2 ERA.
No, I know.
Over the last five?
No, because earlier this morning, I can't remember who the pitcher was. I should have wrote it down. It was a 5-plus ERA. Now I'm starting to rethink this.
Yeah, so now big check mark has been removed.
Big check mark has been removed.
Johnny Gray?
Johnny Gray's been pretty good.
Yeah, but Orioles' big – I know you guys are doing first fives, but Orioles' big bullpen edge here too.
You think about taking the L's.
I was actually looking hard at the Rangers because that Reds series loss on Sunday, I was on the O's yesterday. That seemed to just be like a demoralizing one where they'll start to look like the Orioles again for a bit. So I wanted to do the Rangers, but then the bullpen edge and the Spencer Watkins guy being pretty good and me not knowing who the fuck he is, I think I'm just going to stay away here.
So Watkins, he had a 2.35 in July, which is pretty good. I'm stay away.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm fucked up with the... My brain's fucked up right now. Brad Keller's going against Kopech. I don't know why, but I'm going to take I'm going to take the Sox.
What do you mean you don't know why?
I don't know.
Kopech, baby.
For some reason, I don't feel good about it, but I'm taking the Sox.
So say!
There are two things that I fucking do when it comes to betting on baseball. It's I bet on the Chicago White Sox, fucking Southside, and then I bet against the fucking Royals. So let's go. Chicago White Sox -1.5 full game, +118.
Got a baby. Mitt hit on a -2.5 the other day, didn't he?
Yeah, alive. It was hilarious. Actually, a great bet.
Sainz and Taylor goes against Clevinger. Clevinger's $2 favorite. I didn't want to lay the two.
I'll lay the half with the dads.
Okay. And then the last game of the night, Haney goes against Logan Webb. Now, Haney's only pitched, I think, like 4 or 5 times this year.
I almost puked when I saw Haney with like a 0.61 ERA.
So he's got 1, 2, 3, 4 starts this year. He had two.
Four?
He had two in April, where he went 4 innings and 6 innings, gave up none, Had one in June where he gave up one, and then he's had one in July where he gave up none. So in his four starts, he has given up one earned run in 20 innings. So, I mean, the four times that he has pitched have been pretty solid. And then Logan Webb also
solid,
been pretty good. I'm gonna, but because Haney's only started those handful of games or whatever, I'm gonna take Logan Webb and the Giants plus a half, and I know that one's gonna bite me in the ass.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm for sure taking this Haney kid who has given up no fucking runs in 20 innings pitched. Yeah.
One run.
Dodgers, mine. I don't care. Whatever it is. This is the hypest thing I've heard all fucking day. Let's go. You got my blood pumping. I love this. Dodgers first half minus 134 money line.
What a mutt you are, dude.
Life on the line, MLB first five. Logan Webb plus a half would be in my top 10.
So that's where you're going.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's lights. He's lost one game in his career at home, dude.
Wait.
One.
He's got a 1-5-0 against the Dodgers.
Yep. And this series is split perfectly this year where the home team has won every game.
Yeah, I will. I'm on the Giants first five plus a half.
This is the only time you'll ever see Logan Webb getting plus half at home. Yeah. Never.
Mitt, stick to your hype, though.
No, I am. I mean, this is actually awesome. This is the most fun I'm going to have watching a baseball game ever.
Huh?
So these are
death game.
Basically, these two pitchers are just the two best pitchers in the fucking MLB, kind of?
No.
What?
That's not.
Logan Webb.
No,
works.
No, it's not. That's what you got from us saying. With the Yankees, that's what you got year. From us talking.
I mean, I at least thought that they're going to be like really good.
He's been good this year for sure. But like, ask Bruce about him when the Yankees got him at the trade deadline last year.
Yeah, I actually do kind of like him in the spot too, just like because he has been pitching. Has he just been like writhing in pain on the mound and just being like shut down?
I have no idea.
Like, how does that work?
I don't.
Just pitch for game a month. I don't just know. Lights seriously. Out. Seriously.
Hey, if you can pitch once a month and trot out a .76.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Well, I
like the Dodgers just because...
Sign me up for that.
Yeah, for sure. I like the Dodgers just because the price is so short. Because I think of the home-away split and Logan Webb at home.
Okay.
But that's full game, not the first five stuff.
I got Mets full game minus 2.5 plus 106. Cleveland first five minus 140. White Sox first five. And Giants first five plus half.
All first five. Mariners plus a half. Mets minus a half. Guardians money line. White Sox money line. Dads minus a half. Logan Webb death game plus a half.
I'm going Mets first five minus a half. Yankees minus 180 full game. I know that they've kind of been stinking it up, but I'm going to be watching it. Guardians money line full game. And I might bet on the Astros.
Okay.
That would be the side, I think.
Yeah, and I might bet on the Padres minus 1.5, too, if we're really looking good in those Mets and Yankees.
Oh, you okay.
This is if the this, fucking...
If this, then the
favorite, yeah. Depends on how I'm feeling at 9 p.m.
He said he's fucking seeing the laces pretty well.
So I hit the Giants, San Francisco Giants live at Zach Bryan, and that turned into an 8-2 run, which I didn't tweet out or anything. So
you'll
just have
shit.
To trust me. But yeah, I'm feeling good on the basis this
you.
Week.
There's no reason for you to lie. You've told
me. No, I'll come in here and say I've been getting my ass kicked.
Correct. Okay, let's do the Baltimore Ravens as we start the AFC North. We
Can
have
you hear
now.
That?
Huh?
Can you hear that?
What?
Fucking leaf blower outside the window?
No.
A little bit earlier, something, but you're good.
Hold on.
No. Hold on. Yeah, now we got it.
I can't hear it.
Guppy, what are we doing?
What's he going to do? Is he going to yell at them?
I don't know. I thought we were doing the Steelers, honestly, Tony, so I am very not prepared.
Why would we do the Steelers first?
Because we said on Friday that you were going to have to get ready to do the Steelers this week, and I kind of just assumed that we were putting your feet to the fire day one.
No, we always go fucking alphabetical.
Fuck.
Who are we starting? Baltimore?
Yeah.
What is their win total?
Their win total is 10.5. Ooh. They are.
That's high.
10.5. They are +170. They are the favorites to win the AFC North. With Bengals being +200, Browns +230, Steelers +950. Ravens are +2100 to win the Super Bowl, +1000 to win the AFC. -156 to make the playoffs. They added Kyle Fuller, cornerback. They added safety Marcus Williams from the Saints.
Who's he going to throw to?
They added Mike Davis, running back, to go with Gus Edwards and fucking J.K. Dobbins, who says he'll be ready for week one. We don't know. Good question. they lost Devonta Freeman. That doesn't matter. They lost Latavius Murray. That doesn't matter. They lost Sammy Watkins. I wouldn't say that matters either. They lost Brad Bozeman, who's a center, but they drafted Linderbaum. They lost Derek Wolfe and Brandon Williams, a couple D tackles. They drafted Kyle Hamilton, too. To be honest with you, that's my worry. Who's he going to throw to? Rashad Bateman was actually pretty good. if you watch, if you pay attention to the division enough, he was pretty good while he was healthy. But then they have Devin Duvernay, who's, I mean, he's solid. I guess he's nothing I'd write home about. Obviously, Mark Andrews is going to get a lot of targets.
Yeah.
But the targets for Lamar, you wouldn't say that it's weapons heavy.
No, it's not.
No.
You wouldn't say that it's weapons heavy, but
taking the air out of football, perhaps.
That's what they. I mean, now this is, and a lot of people said, you know, defense coordinators are eventually going to figure out this offense. That is yet to be seen. They were very good when Lamar was healthy last year. And then he got hurt, and they lost 6 in a row, 8 in a row in the end of the year. I could be wrong there.
I mean, that other – who was the backup? He was pretty good.
Huh? Tyler Huntley?
Yeah, he was pretty sweet.
He was.
Do you worry about them getting rid of their DC, too? Who'd they bring in?
Okay, so Wink went to the Giants. But they brought in Mike McDonald, and I looked him up today. He was a DC at Michigan last year. But before that, he was with the Ravens for like 10 years.
Oh, so they just ran it back.
As like a linebackers coach and stuff like that. So I'm not too worried about the DC, the defense coordinator. Their defense will be good. Obviously, they're fucking Clay.
Are the Bengals not favored to win this division?
Huh?
Are the Bengals not favored to win this division?
I asked the same question. I think.
Disrespectful.
I think the Bengals should probably be favored to win the division.
But everybody's high on the Ravens.
Yep. And this win total moved from 9.5 to 10.5 and was the biggest positive move since they posted the original win total. So a lot of steam.
That's Bruce PMS Arts.
Yeah, a lot PMS of steam to the over.
Really, it's a really good account. All the fucking odds changes.
Hell yeah. Tony, just shooting off the hip here, looking at Lamar Jackson's season total passing touchdowns, 24.5. I'm thinking under that number. Ooh. Tony. I haven't looked at the stats here. I was wondering if you could pull up the last couple of years, how many he has thrown. I know he was hurt last year. So.
He had 16 last year in 12 games. He had 26 the year before that in 15 games, and 36 the year he won the MVP.
How many games did he miss last year?
A lot. Like eight.
Five.
He only missed five games?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he played 12.
I thought it was way more than that.
Or at least started 12. He probably didn't finish the 12th game. You know how that goes. Yeah, he did. Yeah. And I think
was that last year?
Pooping was 2 years ago.
Sure. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, there was definitely a game where Huntley had to come in, I think.
Yeah, for sure. You think under? He obviously loses Hollywood Brown. I don't know why I didn't say that in losses. Or maybe I didn't get to
it. But the return of the running backs.
Sure. If
so, it's J.K. Dobbins and I'm
Gus
blanking.
Edwards.
Yeah, Gus Edwards.
Like, that's
Gus Plus.
It's a big upgrade over Latavius Murray and Devontae Freeman.
Health questions as well, though. Like, this team has to stay healthy.
Yeah, they have to stay healthy, and they have to run the ball without
Lamar.
They can't afford
to lose anybody.
They lost everybody last year. They lost their last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games last year.
Let's do the schedule. What we got?
Let's play the schedule game, okay?
This is my favorite part.
I know it is. Let's count them off. Jets week one.
Win.
Probably a win. Dolphins at home.
Loss. We beat them. We spanked them last year, and we weren't that great. What do you think is going to happen this year,
dude? Let's do it this way. We normally, yeah. But fucking Flores had fucking Lamar's number.
He has. Yeah, that is so true.
So we got to get to 10. We got to get to 11, right? Let's give him the Jets. Let's skip through here. Let's give him the Giants. Sorry, Bruce. It's just how the game works. Let's give him Carolina.
Yeah.
Let's give him Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Let's give him Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What are you giving him for division record?
Split with the Steelers. Split with the Bengals.
Okay. It's 2 wins. Split with the Browns. Let's for fun just split it.
Okay. I think they might get the Browns twice.
They could get the Steelers twice.
They could. I will admit that.
Because they play Browns before Deshaun, right?
Here's the only thing I'll say about that is Steelers have played Lamar very, very well with.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got the contain.
And they got fucking Flores now, too. So
they got the contain.
Oh, yeah.
4, 5, 6, 7.
What a fucking mixer.
So that's 8 if they beat the Jets, Giants, Carolina, Jacksonville, Atlanta, and they go 3-3 in the division. So you're going to find 3 other wins.
Yeah.
Which is you got to get 3 wins from Miami, New England, Buffalo, Tampa, wow. New Orleans, Denver, and that's it.
Man, so you always save the hard ones and then drop them so well.
They have to go 3-3 against Miami, New England, Buffalo, Tampa, New Orleans, Denver. Now let's check it out here. Miami is home, so maybe you just – because it's home, give them Miami.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's fair.
New England's on the road, so we'll say no there. Buffalo's home. That's still – but yeah. The Tampa, New Orleans, they're at, and Denver, they're home. Maybe say give Denver home.
So you got to split.
They get one at Tampa, New Orleans.
Yeah. I think they go better than 3-3 also.
In the division.
In the division.
So you're leaning over for the Ravens.
I am, yeah. I think they're just going to run the shit out of the ball.
It sounds like a high number, but when you talk through it, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm leaning. But that's
still
leaning
a lot
under.
Of things got to go right, dude.
I'm leaning for sure. Under. I know they started so good last year. I'm expecting their offense to honestly be even better this year. But, I mean.
I think
they kind of got worse. They got worse. Like, offensively, they lost Hollywood Brown, so that's. Half their fucking
yeah, they didn't get better.
Gone. They did not get like, yeah, their they got offense. Players back, but like they just got players back that everybody's just a year older. Like,
their defense is going to be fine. Their defense was absolutely riddled in the secondary.
Yeah,
when their secondary's healthy, Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Peters, fucking Marcus Williams,
dogs.
Kyle
Fuller,
Chuck Clark. That's
dogs.
A really good
fucking
dogs.
And then fucking
dogs.
Patrick Queen, you got in the middle. Dolphe was great last year. Calais Campbell. Their defense is going to be fine.
Yeah.
Can they fucking run the ball? Really. Which
they will be able to. They were running the ball pretty well with Latavius Murray and
sure. Freeman. Yeah, they absolutely were.
I think if they just pound the rock with J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards and free up Lamar in both the read option game and the red zone dumps to Mark Andrews, that they'll be just fine offensively. And I think it's worth noting that
this.
Hollywood Brown wasn't exactly setting the world on fire last
year. No, but he did have like 90-100 catches. Yeah. Rashad Bateman needs to be really good.
It's also a big fuck you year for Lamar.
Yep.
Very. They got to get that done. They got to get that done, though.
Here, dude. Like, this is fucking... This is literally for the fucking bag, dude.
They got to get that done. They got to get that deal done.
Yeah, this is either... Like, I'm either betting the Ravens to miss the playoffs at +124, or, I mean, I might bet Lamar to win the fucking MVP again this year.
Yeah, I would take over just because of Lamar with a chip on his shoulder.
I would lean over as well, but I'm still, as we go throughout the week, I don't think I'm going to take them to win the division. I'm leaning Cincy right now. Obviously, we'll do more
value
work.
Wise.
We'll do more work when we talk about Cincinnati tomorrow.
Thank you, Tanner.
You're welcome. Hey, think about it this way. You're already prepared for the Steelers on Wednesday.
And the WNBA.
And the WNBA tomorrow. You're basically, you don't have to do any work for the show tomorrow. Pretty
much. Fuck yeah.
Head of the game, dude.
Okay. So we'll do...
I swing it yesterday, Matt.
Dude, I mean, me playing golf hungover is one of the most disgusting things of all time. I'm bad at golf, and then I'm hungover, and then it's just like, all right, yeah, this gets...
Legend. All
right. Yeah, this division, it's a tough division.
Dogfight. Everyone we've talked about feels like there's no, I don't know. I guess the Bills is a fucking about people. As sure as you're going to get.
Maybe.
The
but
Bills and the Bucks and the, I think the sports. Dude,
I don't
really
even know.
This,
I fucking,
like,
I got a thing for the Saints, dude.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have a thing for, I think, I kind of think the Patriots are going to come out and win. And I also, I'm starting to think like the Dolphins could come out and show some people some shit. I mean, Tua showed off his arm.
It's going
to
be a good year. It's going to be a good year.
I seen that analytics guy with the mustache talking about how the Bills are going from a really easy schedule to a really, really hard schedule. And that we might be crowning them a little too soon, and it made me want to just reiterate the Patriots to win that division pick that I
who was towards. This
you know
sharp. He's got a sharp.
Did he send you the book this year, Tom?
Nope.
Whoa, no.
What the heck?
Tony's off the list.
What the heck?
Tony, I can't.
Maybe it goes out mid August.
I'll tell you why off air. No, it does not.
Wow.
What the hell?
No. I think I know why.
I'll tell you why off air. There was talk of it.
All right.
We'll be back tomorrow. Full day of baseball. Tuesday's normally our best day of baseball.
Yeah.
WNBA, which we've already got fucking parlays lined up for.
Glad we knocked that out.
Best Virginia did not win the TBT. We got a fucking
championship. Blue collar use on a storybook run.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. I actually think this show may have some news coming in the next few weeks.
What?
We'll keep everybody updated on that. Ooh, the Houston Astros have acquired Trey Mancini from Baltimore.
Wow.
Boom, boom.
Boom, Mancini's going to Houston.
All right, definitely.
Oh, what
did
a
anybody
move.
Take the O's?
Oh, and Strohs. Hey.
Put me down for Strohs.
Wait. Before you do that, the New York Yankees are acquiring Frankie Montas.
Let's go.
Right-handed reliever Lou Trevino from the Oakland A's. We've got moves being made. We'll break it all down tomorrow. You're pissed. Montas is going
Let's
to the fucking Yankees. I can see it in your face.
We won't get Montas at plus a half ever again, you fuck.
Look how mad he is. It's awesome. Yeah. All right.
Like enjoy him minus 300.
Like we lost Granky from the D-backs.
Yep. All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn.